views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air right here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Today, the 18th of June, and 7:05 in the morning, the news brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And, of course, it's Thursday, and I'm here with Trish Clark.
Good morning, Carl.
It's the Carl Bott and Trish Clark show. No, really, it's the Trish Clark, and sitting in is Carl Bott.
Oh, you're so kind.
Anyway, so, what's the weather look like
it's
there?
It's 73 degrees as we speak. It is going to get up to 97 today, mostly clear, and a low of 66 tonight. And on Friday, a high of 101 and a low of 67. And on Saturday, a high of 100 and a low of 68. And on Sunday, a high of 101 and a low of 69. And on Monday, a high of 106.
Oh, yeah.
And here we go. Welcome to the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to look like it's going to be in the hundreds. Ooh, gosh, through the next week, and 106 is a couple of times.
And I think we're in the red flag warning right now.
Yes, so, we are.
Sue's nodding her head, and she's the one that does the news and has all the information, and she says we are.
Red flag warnings, and be very, very, very careful. And I can't say it often enough. Please don't throw your cigarettes out of sight.
That's what started. Looks like that's what started the fire up there off of Lakeview.
Exactly. Just don't do it.
Woman said she discarded her cigarette.
Yeah.
In some brush over there.
Yeah. Just please don't do that. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You know, it's this time of the year I practice pulling over from no matter where I am on the road over to the side to let the fire trucks go by. Linda was out yesterday, and she said here they came, you know, just truck after truck.
Yes.
They had four different fires out there yesterday.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We
had a couple small spot fires yesterday in Anderson. You just need to be really careful. This wind is just blowing, and it's not quite so bad today. Yesterday, it blew just all day long, and you just have to be so careful. Please don't anybody be doing anything stupid, and watch when you start mowing, and all those things that we got to do to keep safe.
Okay, COVID-19 update: 7 new cases in Shasta County. Yeah, 7 new, and one of them's hospitalized. And Sue, do you have it? I think Tehama County had, or someplace had something like 12 cases.
I will get those figures for you.
Another county close to us had 12 new cases in one day. Now, that's the most that we've had in one day.
Yeah.
Since this whole outbreak began. So now we have to start looking at what brought that on. You know, and so, you know, they do track
them. Can they track to a certain place?
They do track them, and I would think that they would be talking to all 7 of them and see what they have in common. There was this one family, there was 20 people at a gathering. Well, that was pretty easy to figure out.
Exactly.
And, you know, so they could, you know, they could self-quarantine and all this. Now, one of these people, it's serious enough, and he's in his 50s, is in the hospital. The rest of them are self-isolated. But 7 cases like that, it would be interesting to find out what they had in common. Were they at the protest? Were they at another event? Was it a church? Was it
a restaurant? Was it
a restaurant?
Yeah.
Well, they were all at the rodeo. Now, the rodeo was...
That's a ways back.
Yeah,
hard to tie anything to the rodeo
anymore.
It's
a month ago.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to see if part of it was that they were all at one spot.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a lot of cases in one day, and one went in the hospital, and that's pretty, you know, that's when it starts getting serious.
They had several cases in Tehama County just recently. Apparently,
I think it was like 12.
They reported 28 confirmed cases of COVID as of yesterday, up from single digits 10 days ago.
There you go.
That's the one
days,
we were talking about.
In 10 days, they've had 12 cases, so they're spiking too.
So we need, you're right. They need to, and I'm sure that the health department is doing that. I know a lot of people have been quarantined as a result, but I would wish and I would hope that they would share more of that information with the public. I think sometimes they do it to not panic people. But it's difficult. Let me say this. It's difficult to get that information out of them. They're not willing to share the information about.
They did share it that one
once
time.
Once in a while.
We had that six cases or five or six cases
with
out
the
of
church
the,
early
the
church. On.
And that's when, you know, people said, whoa, I guess we better, you know, stop the hugging here.
Yeah.
And she came back out of some place in Sacramento and it's a tight church and she's on the board and everybody hugs. So everybody got it then. So I don't know if this was from the protest. I mean, I'm not laying it at that anyway, because there were so many people out there and in close proximity. But I would have thought, you know, like I said before, it's like the Cottonwood Rodeo, kind of like a test case. And we didn't see this type of thing. So now you're going to have some people will say it's because we've opened up the businesses again and people are not wearing masks. Now,
very few people, I noticed that very few people, as opposed to when I first, you know, you could go to the grocery store and stuff, most everybody had a mask on. Yesterday and the day before, I had, like, errands to run, and so I went to, I think I went to Lowe's, I went to Harbor Freight, I went to a Home Depot. One person that I saw, that I knew, actually had a mask on, maybe three or four other people in all of those stores. Mm-hmm. Nobody was wearing masks. Interestingly enough, the one person I knew took the mask off and hugged me. But somebody knew well. Is it making a difference? Were the masks keeping us clean? I don't know.
We have Rich says it's only a new cold virus, not any more dangerous than the other COVIDs. Your reporting is perpetuating irrational fear. No, my reporting is telling you that seven people in one day came, the most since this thing started, came up positive for the COVID-19 virus. This is not a cold virus, they said, or the flu, because there's, you know, probably a lot of people out there maybe with the flu. I don't know. But this is, they were tested specifically for the COVID-19. Now, that's just reporting the facts.
It is. I have to kind of go along with Rick. Because I think that people are still getting the flu every day as well. People are still being hospitalized for other things as well.
That's true.
And we don't get a running account of everybody that's got pneumonia or everybody that's got the flu. And you can catch the flu from somebody else as well. And you can catch the common cold from somebody else as well.
Absolutely.
And we don't get a running straight on. And they do die from it. People do die from the flu. So I think at this point, I'm not so sure.
Not at the level. I'm saying this is the only thing I know is, and I only know what I read, is the COVID-19 is real. That the doctor that treated the people that died said they'd still be alive if it wasn't for COVID-19. Now,
not all of them.
The people that died that he treated would still be alive if they had not had COVID-19. I mean, that's there's no argument about that. This is the doctor that treated them. Now, are people dying at the same time from the flu? Yes. I'm not disagreeing with that at all.
And the numbers are, Carl, the numbers, and they've still proven this because they're still changing the numbers in different areas. A lot of people who have been reported as dying from COVID, in fact, did not die from COVID. They died from the other diseases that they had. And by the way, while they were in the hospital, they got the COVID as well. And they're proving this because they're going through and they're saying, okay, this was erroneous. They proved in several cases across the United States.
I'm sure they have.
That in fact, it was based on the amount of money they were getting if it was a COVID patient as opposed to if it was a flu patient. They proved this. They redid the numbers in several hospitals, specifically in New York City. They had to redo the numbers and say, okay, you know what? This was overinflated. So
the COVID is not anything you should worry
about? No, absolutely not. You absolutely should be cautious. You should be careful and you should be aware. Should you stop living your life?
No, I have never said that. Should we allow it to destroy
our entire economy?
I've never said
absolutely
that.
Absolutely not. And should we, if it starts getting like this, turn around and what they're trying to do now, and you wait, oh, it's coming, it's coming. Oh, we have to close back down again. We Let's close everything down again and start over. Well, go back to square one. They're seeing, and heck no.
They're seeing you know, spikes in COVID-19, and the states are not closing down. Florida's not closing down.
But that's what they're trying to say every day on the news. They're saying, are we going to have to close again?
But you can't. You've got to treat this like a serious flu epidemic, which means is that you separate. You
take
wear
responsibility
a mask
for
that.
Yourself.
And if you've got underlying conditions, you don't go out and put yourself out there. But we can't stop living.
When I go someplace where I'm going to be close to people, a group of people, I wear a mask. I keep a mask with me at all times. But when I'm not making close contact, I'm outside, then I'm not wearing a mask. But you're right. We have to take this serious. This is serious.
Now, is it,
we have to take personal responsibility for ourselves.
Well, and the personal responsibility for a lot of people
is not to
mask,
inflict it upon
wearing
other people.
A mask is to help protect other people,
yes,
too.
That's right.
All right. I don't agree with everything you said there.
I got you. I understand.
But I think that we should treat this as if we had a serious flu or whatever it is, and let's take the precautions, though, but let's not close things down. The idea of no contact sports at all this fall is what I just saw from CFI or CIF. I think is wrong. The what they're doing in a lot of these restaurants is wrong. However, we still have to be aware of that this has, and people are going to argue this for years, you know, it's 150,000 dead as a diagnosis from COVID. And we just have to take that into account in our lives.
Absolutely. Is it 125 or is it 175,000 that died?
I don't know.
I don't know. But a lot of people died from this new strain of COVID.
Yes.
It's a serious disease. All kinds of things play into it, but we have to put some common sense in the treatment of it.
We both agree on that. And now this portion of the show brought to you by your little sister, Sharon Clark.
My daughter by another mother.
Ready and Home Helpers. You know, Sharon Clark is, during this time, so many people were sheltering in place that they needed a lot more help out there for people that really needed help from a caregiver. And Sharon stepped up and with her people. Of course, they were all tested on a regular basis. They've all met very stringent standards. And Sharon wouldn't have somebody in your home that she wouldn't have in her own home helping her loved ones. And that says a lot about Sharon Clark and her business at Reading Home Helpers that she started over 16 years ago. You can learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or you can give them a call at 226-8350, Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, 7:18 in the morning. And I want to talk about what's going on down in Anderson right now. Is this something that the family has been pushing for, and it's been 23 years, and now it's come back again? We're going to discuss that when we get back. I've got two tickets.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at Black Bear Diner.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, here the 18th of June, 722 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. Board of Directors is even local, so it tells you something about why they are so helpful in our community, how they move local dreams forward so well. How they were heroes when it came to that Paycheck Protection Program, helping not only their own customers but others to make sure that their businesses didn't fail during that time. 3 locations, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street right here in downtown Reading, and, of course, over at the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Cornerstone Community Bank. Now, this is way before my time here, but you and I talked a little bit about it, but a gentleman by the name of Leo Coleman Jr., an African-American, was found hanging in an oak tree in Anderson 23 years ago. And there was a protest, I think, last night.
A small, very small.
About 20, 25 people were there. But it was still questioning what had happened, that they believed that there wasn't enough of an investigation. It lasted 3 days. It was declared a suicide. Of course, you know, not all the facts are given in the newspaper articles. And but you were here 23 years ago.
Exactly.
Do you remember?
I do remember the incident, and I remember not so much then, but in talking with the officials and people that were involved with it over the last few days, it appears that there was one set of footprints. There was not much to lead anybody to believe that there was anything other than than a suicide. There was no indication he had, you know, one sleeve was hung around the tree and the other was around his neck, sort of kind of fell out of the tree with that, you know.
It's absolutely tragic.
But I think in speaking with the officials about it this time around, it's my understanding that that it has been reinvestigated a couple of times, by the new police chief when he first came to town or in that area, to take another look at it to make sure, just to make.
You're talking about Mike Johnson.
Yeah. And now it's my understanding that he has spoken with the family a couple of times over the last short period of time. And the family really doesn't want all this publicity. They don't want it torn up again. They don't want all this that's going on.
Well, he has assigned, it appears from the newspaper article, that he has hired a part-time investigator to go back and look at all the evidence again.
He has opened the case back up before this article ever came out or anything. Yeah. And they are absolutely looking at it because it's difficult for the family to accept any time in a suicide, a young life like that. But it's unfortunate in my mind that they're now piling it on with all this other stuff to try to bring it up and cause pain over something that the family is perfectly happy with what's happening with the police department and relooking at it again.
It's a tragedy. It happened 23 years ago. There were questions from the family back then about it. As one of them stated, they felt like it really hadn't been looked at, but I think that Chief Johnson is doing the right thing, reopening it and taking another good look at it.
Go
over it again. Maybe we missed something. Yeah. But if we didn't, maybe we can lay it to rest so the parents have some closure there.
And I don't know that you ever, you know, I don't think, I've known other families where there's been suicides of children and young children, and I think that that's one of those things that just never gets laid to rest.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think.
You know, how do you do that? Yeah.
How do you second guess and think back and try? I mean, you will never stop. What if I had done this, or what if I had listened what if I had noticed what was going on in his life? What if I had? You can't. I don't guess you ever
You'll
stop
yourself,
doing that as
yeah,
a parent.
You can make yourself really unhappy forever on that one because maybe you did miss it, or maybe that it was one of those days that, you know, you were having a bad day or whatever. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Sad story.
Down in Atlanta, Georgia.
My heart goes out to the family.
Oh, still. It does. Anybody that loses a family member that way.
Not supposed to bury our babies.
Meanwhile, down in Atlanta, two white officers stopped a gentleman by the name, I believe it's Jackson. And he was at Wendy's. They had been called to say he was asleep in the drive-thru. They had, when they approached him, he was, and woke him up. He wasn't aware. He said he wasn't at Wendy's, even though they were talking to him. And in this article said that he wasn't even sure he was in Atlanta. They gave him a breathalyzer, and he was drunk. And everything up to then had been, you know, just normal.
Mm-hmm.
When they started to cuff him, the fight started. It was like, he had a TV camera there. Somebody's, you know, was videoing this. And, I mean, the guy, you know, they were rolling around on the ground. He took a taser from one of the officers. The other officer tased him, and he didn't even slow him down. And they took off running. And when he turned to shoot, the other officer fired. Tragic. Again, tragic. Anybody losing their lives was tragic. But then this is where the thing kind of starts really moving off the tracks. The DA, 3 days later, charges the officer with 11 counts, one of them being murder.
Mm-hmm.
And the Georgia Bureau of Investigation hadn't even finished their investigation yet of this. Mm-hmm. He was charged with first-degree murder.
Mm-hmm.
That means he could be put to death. For this, this has caused a, a, a great deal of unrest that Wendy's was burnt down.
Oh, that was the kicker on that whole thing. So what do? They have the shooting before anybody's made any rulings or anything. Right away, they burn Wendy's down, and they don't do anything to the people that just burned down another business.
But the thing about it is that now officers are calling in sick. And, you know, the rumor was that everybody had. Of course, that was just not true. But there were more officers calling out sick. Maybe a few more resigned than usual. The police chief resigned the next day and said, you know what? I can't do this. You need to bring in somebody else. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. But
the school of thought is they're overcharged by any stretch.
You cannot compare that with what happened to George Floyd. You just can't compare it. George Floyd was murdered. He was not resisting, and the policeman kept his knee on his neck, and he died. You can't compare that with somebody that is fighting. Has a taser, and in that incident.
But again, it was X number of bad cops in the Floyd incident, and you can't hold the entire United States police force accountable for the actions of these bad cops. And so to try to in any way say that what's happened as a result of the Floyd killing is justified is just wrong, in my opinion.
That anything that the cops did...
That has happened since, all the rioting and the looting...
Well,
justified.
You're talking about rioting as opposed to protest.
I am deliberately saying that the rioting and the looting is not right. Protest... Get on the sidewalk, protest. Stand in the middle of the street and block traffic for 2 weeks, for 2 miles. That's not protest. That's obstructing my rights. Protesting.
Whatever happens, whatever you think about that. Yes, there's protests. We've had 1,500 people protest right here in Reading, peacefully. Marched. There was no problem. I'm not talking
about... They were blocking traffic, and anybody who needed to get any place
That's not true. I was there. They didn't... You know, when it started to look like that, the cops blocked off the street. I'm talking about the 1,500 people in Caldwell Park who had the march. There was no problems there.
Yeah, there was
no violence. And we can't forget this, where people are losing it over...
And that's okay.
Who was there, who wasn't there, there was no violence. And it ended up great. So...
I don't have a problem with protests, but the looting and the...
When I was in college, we had, I guess you could call it, was we just had, it was Sweetie Days, and everybody was having a great time and throwing water balloons at each other at college up at Washington State. And somehow somebody got the great idea of taking a hose and having a tug of war that went across the main road that went through this town of Ellensburg that just blocked traffic back while we're doing this. There was no, it was... drunken exuberance there. But we did block off traffic. 7:32 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 25 years, a veteran-owned business. If you're looking for somebody that's going to come out, make the diagnosis of what's going on with your system, fix it, and be out of there and charge you a fair price, then you're talking about Alliance Heating and Air. They offer warranties, guarantees, any type, any make of heating or cooling systems. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Don't give me no lies and keep your hands to yourself.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The time is 7:37, and it's 6:05 in the morning, and it is 75, going up to 98 degrees today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the highest rated hospitals by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Received 4 out of 5 stars and specifically targeted categories including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacements, which means they, if you do your business with Shasta Regional Medical Center, you're dealing with one of the best hospitals in California. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm sorry. I had to say that before.
Okay. No, that's all right. I was just saying that Sue's music this morning is really making me want to dance.
I'm so glad.
I love to dance and haven't been able to go dancing in a long time. And boy, she's making me want
to. Well, you know what? There's no place to go.
I know.
Yeah, Wind River was. Yeah.
Well, I've been dancing around my front room. I put my music on and I just.
Somebody said, "Well, you're not. You know what? You know you're out there, Carl." And I went, "No." You know what? Yeah, I come in here for the shows in the morning, as all of our people do. And as soon as they're finished, everybody blows out of here. And I used to stay in here till 3 or 4. I'm trying to get out of here around noon. And because of this, we've cut way, way back on things we're
all
doing.
All of us are.
Everybody has, and you know what? We've enjoyed it. We have. It's kind of like a vacation where, you know, every weekend you're not going to some event or having an MC an event or something like this. You're just kind of like, okay. So, you know, we've caught up on all types of stuff around the house. We've, you know, we started, you know, we play board games. We talk. I mean, Linda and I have gotten a lot closer the last couple of months. I mean, not that we weren't close before, but you just, you know.
Well, that's, I think what I've learned and what I think hopefully a lot of people have brought back to their vision is to think more about the people that are actually alone out there. Because that's been a great time for you and Linda to share and get closer. Yeah. It's been a horrible time for those of us who literally live alone.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And so I think I've heard a lot of kids say, you know, I never think about it. I make sure that my mother's got housekeeping and that she's got groceries. But it never occurred to me how isolated she is when we don't go by, when we don't think to get her for dinner, when we don't think to include her in things or your father or something. Think about the people that you know that are by, and this, for me, I mean, my husband passed away 14 years ago. I have never felt isolated. I've been, you know, alone and I miss him terribly.
Right.
But I never felt isolated until this last experience. And it's been really difficult.
Because, you know, you are a people person. Plus, the fact you had the Frontier Senior Center that was shut down.
Right.
And all, you know, everything that went along with that. And people always inviting you out, you know. And it's true. And if you think about it, if you have a parent or a, you know, an aged loved one, I don't think of you as aged at all, but you are a loved one, that is by themselves. That they don't have the bridge clubs, they don't have the meetings, you know.
It's been a difficult time for a lot of people that are social beings, and but I will tell you that I like you though, boy. I don't even have a honeydew list here. I've got all of my stuff taken care of. The trees, all the dead woods out of it. The house is painted. All kinds of projects caught up. It's incredible.
On the other hand, I found out that there's some projects that Linda's been wanting me to do for years that I've still managed to put off, and it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy doing. Gosh, honey, okay. But, you know, like power washing. You know, I did the power washing thing.
I saw your
Ace Hardware in Eureka. Just stand by. My lawyer will be down there for you renting me a power washer that worked flawlessly.
Well, I'll tell you, you can overdo with a power washer. You have to be careful, especially if you have old concrete, because you can literally end up with rocks.
Oh no, I have more gaps between my bricks now. Yeah. And your son goes that it's also difficult to be isolated with the spouse 24/7.
That can be. I heard other people talk about. I used to have a great girlfriend who used to say, "Yeah, for better or for worse, but for lunch too," and that was always her favorite thing. And now I've heard him say, you know, this is more than I bargained for. I mean, we have never done this 24/7 all day, every day. Neither one of us working all day together, and this is more difficult than I thought. So.
Hey, I'm gonna take an early break because when we come back, I want to talk about you wanted to talk about what's going on in Seattle, and you and I probably have totally different.
That's why I wanted to talk.
Totally different beliefs on this.
Yeah.
Okay. This portion of the show, we're just talking about, you know, being by yourself, River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living, that you may want to think about going to a place that is absolutely fabulous, the best retirement community in Northern California. Gourmet chefs, they have transportation if you need it. It's not an assisted living community. It's for a senior living, you know, retired people that are tired of taking care of the power washing and painting and all of that. You don't have to worry about toilet paper there. You didn't have to worry about paper towels. They're very pet friendly, and you have kind of like a built-in group of friends there are acquaintances that you do have things to do with. That's River Commons Senior Living. Give them a call at 238-5981. Talk to Brian. See if they've opened that up yet for personalized tours. And if they have, go on down, have lunch, and see what it's like down there. That's River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back after these messages, 744, here on the Thursday, 18th of June.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes of a cave, and I'm the love that you look for, write to me and escape.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Our elderly, they're not just people that are older. They're grandmothers that share their secret recipes. The grandpa that tells heartfelt stories of a much more simpler time. They're our living link to the past and a vital part of our future. While most are cherished, sadly, many are abused. Shining Care is providing an opportunity for our community to promote a better understanding of abuse and neglect of older persons by raising awareness and providing invaluable information during the free webinar on June 26th, 11 a.m. to 1:30, featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood and an interactive panel of local experts and officials. Topics including tips on elder abuse prevention for people of all ages, how to reduce the risk of elder abuse culled from his extensive criminal prosecution of felony elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation, plus info on COVID-19 scams, self-isolation with an older adult loved one, and the pent-up frustrations, and much more. Registration at shiningcare.org/events or 232-5543. Sponsored by PS2 Agency on Aging, Ombudsman, Cornerstone Community Bank, My Umbrella Marketing, and Marquis Shasta.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott here. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, Cypress Square Barbershop works on, they've been working on appointments for about a year now, and you give them a call at 244-9478, and it's 10 minutes in between haircuts now because it takes them 10 minutes to thoroughly disinfect the chair and all of their equipment and everything, and then you come in and get your haircut. Disposable aprons, the whole shooting match there. Great haircuts, Man's Last Stronghold, if you don't get your hair cut at Cypress Square Barbershop, shame on you, as my mom used to say. Shame on you. Hey, what's going on in Seattle? Six Blocks taken over by they're now it's not Chaz, it's CHOP, and I'm not sure what CHOP means. Citizens occupying protest or something.
We call it Welcome to Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone.
No, that was the old one. They have a new one now.
Oh,
it's called, that was what it used to be. Now it's called CHOP. But it's the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
And the first thing they did was they put up barriers around it. Mm-hmm. Somewhat like you could call it the wall to keep people out. And if you want to come in there, you have to show your ID, showing that you live in that area. And they've actually even have armed guards along that wall because it's not against the law to open carry there. So you see guys there with their M4s.
Well, actually, they were handing out guns. They were handing out AR-15s. They were handing out all kinds of guns to any and just simply asking them, do you know how to shoot a gun? And then handing them out, and that person would hand it to the next person, and then somebody, and that was kind of
I did not see that. Okay, well, your opinion on taking over the Six Blocks?
Well, I mean, in the first place, the city should never have allowed them to take it over, and once it was taken over, they should have got in there and taken it back. And if that means bringing out the militia, or I mean, not the militia, but
National Guard.
National Guard or whatever it is, they need to go in and take it back. That's wrong. That's private property. It's public property. They have a bit. This is insane. That's my opinion of it. It's absolutely, I can't find any redeeming qualifications or justification for anybody to allow. I mean, how about you own a business there? Or you own a piece of property there? And some of them are letting them back in and letting them use their business. Some of them are not. We're using your business. Stand aside.
And I hear reports of extortion. If you want us to protect your business, you can pay us.
That's exactly right.
I've heard
that.
And
they have
a list
out. They want people to give them these.
To donate
cigarettes
that
they
need. Right at the top of the list.
Yeah, what is it? Their new country is only 4 days old, and it's already asking for foreign aid from America.
That was cute. Okay, now here's my opinion, because I like to give the other side. I think that they shouldn't do anything. Let them have it and see what happens, because this will be a self-destructive entity in there. And if you go in and root them out, a lot of those innocent businesses are going to be totally trashed, damaged, burned. It's like the Minnesota, 13 members of the city council voted to dismantle the police department. Everybody goes, oh, not me. Do it. And let's see what happens. You can be the experiment. Dismantle a large city's police department because, quote, it's rotten to its core, which, of course, isn't true. They may have all types of problems. Okay. I agree with that. But they're not rotten to their core. And when people say something that is stupid and do things that are stupid, like Seattle letting people take over Six Blocks, I think the feds ought to take a step back on this.
Okay, and I could go.
I mean,
I could even go along with that. And they have. The feds have not done anything yet.
And I hope they.
However, in order for that experiment to work, then the city needs to stand back now. The police have now made a deal with them that they won't go in unless it's an emergency and they call them. And the fire department won't go in unless it's an emergency and they call them. Well, if you're going to let them be on their own, then there is no emergency.
Well,
you got a problem, handle it.
Well,
you
got to.
You're going to do draw the line. You got to draw the line and stand on it.
Well, they're still calling the police in there too.
That's exactly right.
Police are having a problem getting in there, and you know.
But when they call them, they respond.
They do respond.
If they want to have their own country, then you don't respond. You got a problem, handle it. That's the only way it'll work, Carl. If they keep going in and putting stab on it and putting a bandage on, then it's not going to work.
I understand that. And
they're just
and those
having
are the
a block party.
Those
They'll
are the
get tired when they
those
run
the
out of potato salad.
That when, you know, so I'm so I have my house in there. I do not agree with what's going on, but I am in the six city block, or I have a business there. My radio station is sitting right there. Now, I'm probably not still broadcasting because they've taken over my station. That could be something else. But the but I'm in there. I pay my taxes. I don't like what's going on, but I don't have much of a choice. I'm within that six blocks. So if the fire department comes to, if there's a fire on my block, yes, I understand perfectly what you're saying. Well, let's just cut off. Okay, why don't we just cut it all off? Why don't we cut off all electricity? Because I think the vast majority of the people living in that six blocks, that's what they're counting on, is that they're not going to punish those people living there that aren't part of this protest.
If you want to be your own separate
takeover,
country, then you have to be responsible
is.
For
it
the
is.
Whole darn thing.
It is.
And if you're not able to do that, then you probably, you know, maybe if maybe they need to just, those people that are living in there, maybe they need to figure out some place to go for a while.
Could be.
Maybe go to a friend, leave it, and let them have.
Trash their house.
If you're going to turn it over to them, this can go on for a really long time if we keep negotiating and playing with them. This can go on for weeks, and they keep trying it in other places. So far, they've been unsuccessful, but in other cities, because they've been trying to do the same thing, and other places are not so willing to allow it to happen. But I have friends that live up in that area, and they're appalled by it. I have, you know, Colleen Latimer lives just outside of Seattle. I had a long conversation with her, you know, Doug Latimer's wife, man, sweetheart lady. I had a long conversation with her the other evening, and it's not a pleasant place to be at this time.
Seattle has pretty much lost control of their city a year or so ago.
Yes,
not
exactly.
as bad as Portland, but they still have lost a large control of their city. If you saw that Seattle's Dying documentary, which was, you know, and listen to the police there, their morale was already, like, lower than whale poop. And then to have this stuff happen, you can just imagine that how many of them are just sitting there thinking to themselves, I've got 5 years left on my sentence of being a policeman in this city, at which time that day I will be out of here. I don't know what the solution is, except, okay, if you want to do this, is, no more fire, no more police, and we're going to cut off electricity for that whole region.
I think
if you want to take it, then it's, you know,
You take it, you got it, but you got the whole ball of wax. Or we take it back and end it. I think the middle ground is only going to let it go on, and I don't think that's a solution for anybody. And I really, like I said, I feel sorry for the people who own businesses or live in those areas. They're kind of prisoners. For all extents and purposes. And when did the United States stop totally protecting its citizens?
The city of Seattle has abdicated its responsibilities. And maybe right now the mayor is getting the National Guard and her police set up to do a sweep block by block and push those people back out.
One would hope, but I doubt it.
I don't know. And the thing is where my heart goes out to is those, the innocents that are in there. The innocents that are in there that are having to suffer from this.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can see by the look on your face we have an issue. So, I don't know what's going to happen with this whole thing in Seattle. I got a couple of just thoughts about everything that's going on. And I think that this country, is it just in a place right now where I had a conversation with my son the other day, and he was complaining about this or that or the other. And he said, my God, there's just no common sense. And I said, I would like for you to point to me one thing that is going on in this United States right now where there is any common sense involved at all.
And he said, I think.
Yeah, well, maybe not.
The Shasta County District Attorney's Office.
It's probably where that's
filled
at.
With common sense. unlike the
a
owner.
A bastion in the middle of the. Nowhere.
Unlike one of the owners of the of KCNR, Free Fire Media, which, of course, is me. A lot of comments in here about the. Should we have militias, and when does the and when can the sheriff deputize people? And like the Asphalt Cowboys is a group that the sheriff's department can call on for search and rescue, but also for feeding people. They can feed up to 10,000 people at a time, and they have a number of other groups, search and rescue, and all this. Yeah, those people are all parts of the
extended arm of the sheriff's department.
That's right.
Have been for years.
Okay. Hey, we're going to need to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ruling 5-4, the Supreme Court rejecting the Trump administration's bid to end the DACA program, sheltering immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children from deportation. Correspondent Jeremy House.
For now, those immigrants retain their protection from deportation and their authorization to work in the United States. Chief Justice John Roberts, joined by his four liberal colleagues, wrote for the court that the administration did not pursue the end of the program properly. Roberts wrote, the Department of Homeland Security can try again. Justice Clarence Thomas, in a dissent, joined by Justices Samuel Alito and Neil Gorsuch, wrote that DACA was illegal from the moment it was created under the Obama administration in 2012.
In a separate dissent, Justice Brett Kavanaugh writing that he is satisfied the administration did act appropriately in trying to end the DACA program. The Justice Department seeking an emergency order to block publication of former National Security Advisor John Bolton's new book. The administration contends it contains classified information that could jeopardize national security. Among other things, Bolton claims the president tried to enlist the help of China's president for his reelection bid. That allegedly occurred during a summit last year. But U.S. Trade Rep. Robert Lighthizer says that's sheer fantasy.
Absolutely untrue. Never happened. I was there. I have no recollection of that ever happening. I don't believe it's true. I don't believe it ever happened.
Lighthizer testifying before the Senate Finance Committee. Unemployment filings have dropped for the 11th straight week. 1.5 million Americans applied for jobless benefits last week. The number of applications peaked at almost 7 million, and that was back in March. On Wall Street, stocks have now turned positive. The Dow up 23 points, the S&P 500 index ahead 5, and the NASDAQ currently up 38 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I've tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash-out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
President Trump has signed legislation seeking to punish China for its crackdown on ethnic minorities.
The new law would give the Trump administration powers to target party officials that it believes are involved in the detention of thousands of Muslims in the west of China. U.S. companies could also be punished for using anything manufactured there, using forced labor. China insists the camps are for re-education and fighting terrorism. There are no details yet on what retaliation it could take, but the foreign ministry in Beijing said it expressed strong indignation and firm opposition to what it regards as interference in a purely internal matter.
The BBC's Robert Bryant. India warns China against making exaggerated and untenable claims to the Galwan Valley area. Both nations try to end a standoff in the Himalayan region where their armies engaged in a deadly clash. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A marathon debate over police reform kept the House Judiciary Committee in session for no less than 11 hours.
Wednesday's markup session was fraught with tension and differing opinions as to how to move forward with police reform. Congressional Black Caucus Chair Karen Bass of California admitted fear when being followed by police cars. Ranking Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio says the idea of dismantling police is one of the craziest ideas he's ever heard. Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee says two black men were hung in her district this week. And Pennsylvania Republican Guy Reichenthaler says we're minimizing the damage done to the victims that have been targeted by Antifa. The bill moves to the full House next week. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Federal investigators say the pilot of the helicopter that crashed in heavy fog, killing Kobe Bryant and seven other passengers, reported the aircraft was ascending when it was actually heading for the ground. The NTSB says this can happen when a pilot becomes disoriented in low visibility. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I have my head reattached now. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Wait a minute, I can turn you up here. Gotcha. Okay. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460.com. Today, the 18th of June, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And it's Trish.
Good morning. I just love Thursday mornings. It's 76 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 97 and a low of 66. And on Friday, hot, 101, partly cloudy in the evening, a low of 67. And on Saturday, again, hot, 100. Saturday night, a low of 68, mostly clear. And on Sunday, 101. Sunday night, 69. By Monday, we're looking at 106 degrees. And then it just does that for the next week, 101, 106, 107, all into the next week. So it's summer has finally arrived in Shasta County. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, first of all, I'd like to apologize to Dr. Doug Craig, who I just, you know, and our District Attorney of Shasta County, Stephanie Bridget, who comes in on this Thursday, this time, and has been doing it for 2 years. And I just totally, just kind of yesterday, you know, I got carried away. And Dr. Craig will be joining us later, early next week, to talk about this article he did in the News Cafe. If you haven't had a chance to read it, some people say, I will never read the News Cafe. He wrote an
article. Not something
on,
I refer to.
No. I know, and a lot
basis,
of people don't.
But it's a good article from time to time.
Oh, well, he just wrote just a fantastic article about heroes. And I want to discuss that with him, and I can't wait to do that. So I will bump somebody next week.
And I don't mean to say, because I don't have any strong feelings one way or other about that News Cafe. It's just, you know, there's so many things out there.
Yeah.
That so much information and so many different places to get it that you just can't stream everything or you'd spend your entire life reading all kinds of things. It's just not something that's on my news feed that I sometimes you'll refer to an article at a News Cafe. And I'll read it, but it is just isn't something I follow regularly.
You know, some of them I've been, I think the articles are, in one case was inflammatory toward the, you know, toward people. Like throwing a gauntlet down to have people break the law. I see others that are just very strongly opinionated pieces against Bethel. And, you know, which then in, when people's comments on it are just seeing who could be, you know, talking about not just Bethel, but the people that go to church there, which, you know, that's your church. I mean, are you out there advocating killing people? No. So, you know, so they have that. But they also have other articles like by Doug and others that are just, and it covers a gamut of everything there.
That's
so
true.
Big shout out. And plus, you know, Donnie is a friend of mine. And I like Donnie a lot.
I like Donnie, too. No, I've known Donnie for years and worked with her when she was on the Record Search Right staff. And yeah, I like Donnie.
Okay. Stephanie Bridget.
I didn't want to leave the impression that I was downing.
Oh, no. No, that's okay. No.
Hey, I get in trouble for a lot of things I mean, so it's okay when I get that. But if I didn't mean it, I don't want to get in trouble for it. So our district attorney is here this morning, and
Stephanie Bridget.
Great to have you again, Stephanie.
I'm sorry,
thanks,
Stephanie.
Thanks for having me.
You know what? You know. Okay, now we're back online. So, what do you think when they start defunding the police? Does that make your job harder or easier?
Yeah. That's just it's just surprising to hear so many areas that are talking about defunding the police. I mean, it's such a core function of any civilized society to have some type of law and order and some type of structure. And it's sad to think that, yeah, there are some bad apples who have done some bad things. And that's true in every profession, but not to, okay, we're just going to get rid of, wipe out that entire profession because of that. I mean, it's surprising to me, to think about defunding and what they're going to actually mean by that eventually. I don't know, but if it means what we think it means, defund that, that take the money away and there is no police department, that's awful.
Well, and the reality is that some kind of control will fill that void.
Right.
Somebody's going to rise to the top and be in control and keep law and order.
Well, I think
to their standards. And that might be not something that we might be interested in.
Well, what I've read is that the term defund police is kind of what the worst thing is. It's the terminology is not what a lot of people that want to see changes in the police and law enforcement in our community.
Carl, you look very suspicious.
Well,
there's a regular chair in here. And when I went to sit down, it's on this really low chair as opposed to the one that's here. And I think Carl was noticing the same thing. It was just... Yeah.
Well, now there's things missing out of here, like a chair. Where'd the chair go?
There's a chair right there.
Okay.
Okay.
But no, this is a tall chair that Trish sits on because that way she can reach the microphone. Anyway.
Radio.
What they were saying was defunding the police is what they were looking at was not doing away with the police, but shifting responsibilities. And Chief Shuler and Sheriff McGreen and I talked about this. Should the police and the sheriff's officers be going to somebody calls about a homeless problem? It's not a violent homeless problem, but it's a mental. You know, it's obviously a mental problem. Shouldn't we have like teams of people that are trained in mental health, you know, be available so they can get there and deal with that situation and probably travel with a police officer and let them handle it first instead of, police trying to handle a situation, even though they've been trained in de-escalation, but they are not mental health professionals. That's not their job.
Right. And it really shouldn't be their job. It's not their expertise. They're trained to a certain extent in that, but not like mental health professionals. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, if it's not a call for crime of violence or crime of any type of crime, then there's totally a benefit in having trained professionals who can actually go in and assist that person with the crisis they're in. Totally. Yeah.
And I think, you know, there's some people who are thinking, well, you know, something like that. Tomorrow we're having Chief Shuler on with Jensine Victoria, the organizer of the Protest for Justice March. And she has these ideas, you know, certain ideas, but in no time did she ever think that doing away with the police is a good idea.
Right.
It's that more effort should be made in other areas there so that we can lessen the problems that police have when they get into, you know, come into a situation like that.
Well, yeah, and it would free them up too to do other stuff that they are trained to do, respond to actual calls for crime. I mean, I know they spend a lot of their time dealing with those types of issues or taking people to the hospital who are in some type of a crisis that's not criminal related. And then that, you know, is can overburden our hospitals. And so I agree that part of the system need so much attention. Yeah.
Now, there are places in here, and I agree with Shastakovich, who said that defund the police movement is exactly what it means. There are some areas that want to take cut their police budgets in half or more and move it into other programs. Well, I think when you do something like that, you're not looking. It's not that you're not looking a year down the road. You're not even looking a week down the road.
And I have to point out that those other areas, if the money in mental health, my own personal opinion, if the money in social services and in mental health and in all those other departments was more relegated to those kinds of things, and there's plenty of money in those departments, is what I'm saying. If you look at our budget and the amount of money that goes to social services, kind of that department, Health and Human Services.
$240 million.
Yeah, there's
a lot of money.
There's a lot of money there for the population in Shasta County. So what needs to happen to that budget, it needs to be a strong, take a look at this, and how much money is going to teach people how to eat vegetables, and how much money could then be diverted from that program to the mental health issues, the things that tie up our police budget.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to take money away from the police to give to that department, because I'm afraid that's what's going to happen.
And it might. It might very well.
The money
in some of those.
They're going to start doing this and that and the other thing.
Right.
We know that our public safety budget is not overly funded. Mm-hmm. We can take
that's
all
correct.
Those duties, strip them out of there, and then maybe there'd be enough money in that budget to actually do the job police and public safety is supposed to do.
Yeah. We've got to
get that on the record.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Well, we got to take a break here, but if you look at 70, well, anyway, let's just say 65% of fire trucks, when they roll, it's not for fires.
Nope.
Oh, no, it's not.
And if you think about that, like if we had a viable ambulance system, which is growing, that would handle those things with EMTs and professionals that would, you know, be called, and you cut back on that. I mean, then our fire crews would be, you know, if you're even 60% of the time they roll, and they all have to roll together for something like this.
Right.
Yeah. Our guest is Stephanie Bridget. We'll let her talk when we come back here, since we've been been discussing all types of weird things going on around here. 8:16 in the morning. It's about 76 degrees, going up to 98 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back after these messages.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right.
Working from home? Conference calls?
You're still on mute, John.
With everything we have going on right now, it's never been more important to get the sleep we need. Quality Sleep is a natural immune booster, and only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. So, all those other things we're doing to stay healthy and happy, well, they'll work better too. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is only $1,299. Save $400, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local? It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years. Helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do. It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home. Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982, we're all in it together.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Take out the papers and the trash. You don't get no spending cash.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. Today the 18th, 8:21 in the morning. So, 77 degrees, going up to 98 today. Maxwell Insurance and Financial bringing us this portion of the show. G. Maxwell is a veritable wizard when it comes to finding insurance for people. People had their home insurance canceled because they happened to be, you know, in smoke range of the fires, and they got their insurance canceled. Well, Judy got insurance back for them. This health insurance fiasco that's going on. If you have questions about that, talk to Judy. She can do it all. She's been doing it since 1993 and doing a great job. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, you can just drop in or give them a call at 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Chris Clark and I are here with Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridget, and can you update people on the zero bail, which, you know, if you look at the headlines, they said that it's they're not doing that anymore, but that's right. Not quite.
Well, yeah, so the Chief Justice had done an emergency order, an order part of everything that's been going on with COVID-19, to set bail at $0 for most misdemeanors, for a lot of crimes, some felonies.
Battery of a police officer, endangerment of children. I mean,
you could
go through the list.
Pretty much everything but murder.
Yeah. So that had the impact of seriously reducing how many people are in custody in our local jail. But they did, that has been repealed, taken back. So on, as of June 20th, that won't be in effect anymore. However, it was stated that power is just going to be given back to local jurisdictions. So if there could be local jurisdictions up and down the state who decide to continue with the zero bail on those particular crimes,
who makes that decision?
That would be the courts.
When you say the courts, we're talking about Shasta County courts. So is it one individual that makes that decision?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. I would hope not, but I'm not 100% sure how that process is going to work. But yeah, that would be, the courts, they're the ones that issue the bail schedule every year.
Okay. And if they don't do anything, then we go back to bail again.
Yeah, we're going to go back to what okay. set bail was.
All right.
Yeah.
So who sets the bails amount locally each year?
Yeah, our bail has been every year the new bail schedule comes out. Typically it's going to be the same bail for different crimes.
Up and down the state?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just want to go a little bit further on that because that certainly is going to give the opportunity for some of the more liberal counties to be totally, to take advantage of the COVID thing mm-hmm. to extend mm-hmm. zero bail. They never had that opportunity before, or could they have done that before?
I would have to look into that and research that for you because I'm not 100% clear on their parameters for when they are setting bail each year.
That's an interesting point that, you know, some localities may say, well, you know what, bail's not fair. So we'll just keep this thing going.
One of the things we were concerned about with this whole COVID thing, and you know, when they start, those of us who value our freedom greatly,
right.
When we went into that total lockdown mode, that stripped a lot of rights from the American citizens. And we willingly did that.
Right.
The fear, however, was that once you've given them up, when this is all over and we start to open up again, are they going to keep part of them?
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of was where that message question was.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But yeah, we're trying to get back to normal as much as we can. We have all of our staff that's back in the office now because, you know, for 2 months or so there, we were down to about 20% of our staff that were in the office at any given time because the courts were mostly shut down. And so everyone's back. First jury trial's starting this week, getting started picking jurors on that. It seems like it's going pretty good. They've got
I got that text from a buddy of mine. he says I'm in selection process, and he's wearing his it could have been his mask. I couldn't tell exactly what it was, but if it was one of those kill them all, let God sort them out type masks, I'm sure that he's back home working today.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But. I'm sorry.
I haven't heard that saying in a while. I always liked it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of jury trials that were backed up because of this process. And it's sad because we were already backlogged on cases and trials and, we need more judges and more courtrooms. So we're going to feel the impact for a long time in the criminal justice system because of this shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
Is the new courthouse going to have more courtrooms?
Well, I mean, it was built to have the same number of courtrooms that it has, but room for two additional courtrooms.
Okay.
So that we have been allocated another judge, so there's going to be room to have that, which would be an additional courtroom. That appointment hasn't been made yet, and we don't know if it's going to maybe be put on hold indefinitely or be appointed tomorrow, for all we know,
mm-hmm.
to give us that additional judge position. But from the get-go, it was built to have the same number of courtrooms as we currently have, but room to expand to have additional courtrooms in.
So we may get as many as two more courtrooms, and will that help alleviate the backlog if we get the judges along with it?
Well, I mean, it's going to help, but we need several more judges.
How backed up are you right now?
Oh,
or on court cases, I should say.
Well, just during this 2 month shutdown, I believe we counted it up. It was close to 200. Jury trials that would have gone to some part of the process. Not that many cases would have gone through an entire jury trial process,
right.
But that many would have gotten up to that point where a lot of them will ultimately settle
or
whatever happens because they're finally seeing, oh, they're being serious.
This is real. We're really going forward.
We're really going to go forward. Maybe I should actually plead, which is, part of the system working and doing what it should. So there wasn't that opportunity. So you take those cases and put it on top of the other cases that were already set during this time period. And it just creates quite the backlog when we have a shortage of all around. It's not only a shortage of courtrooms and judges, but it's
public defenders and
through the entire
system. The whole system.
Yeah.
Can you use as can you ever bring in contractors?
Yeah, well, I guess I wouldn't say the word contractor because we haven't really done that, but we do bring in extra help.
Yeah.
So we can hire an attorney, a prosecutor who's done their entire career and they've retired, mm-hmm. and now we can hire them to come in as a part-time employee, work their 960 hours, but take on cases.
Mm-hmm.
And we have done that. We have one that comes in occasionally and does some work for us, but quite frankly, there's not that many that I'm even aware of retired prosecutors that are here, still here in Shasta County to even draw from, unless they're from other communities that retired up here and we're not aware that they're up here. So any of you listening who are retired prosecutors,
you would do
we're
that
happy
then.
Yes,
yeah, if you
absolutely.
Could find a retired prosecutor that, you know, that, you know, that met the standards there, right. that you'd bring them on to help alleviate some of the load here. What about public defenders? I mean, we've got 1,000 lawyers around here. Would be the same thing for them, that you could hire them to take cases?
Yeah, they. I mean, they can. They're a county employee, so they can, or a county department, so they could hire part-time employees as well.
Yeah.
But we also have the, obviously have the local private bar that handles a lot of criminal cases too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not. I don't know how many private attorneys would sign up to be a part-time employee with the public defender's office as opposed to just handling them outside of that their own, but maybe they would. I don't know.
Getting their $100 an hour instead of their $250 an hour.
Well, and not every criminal that goes before the courts has a public defender. Some people actually have to hire an attorney to represent them. You know, you have to qualify to get a public defender.
True. That's
so
true.
Not everybody is going through the public defender's office.
Okay.
Right.
We're here with Stephanie Bridget, the Shasta County District Attorney. We discussed the fact that the zero bail hasn't been done. We have not reached that point officially. It'll be on the 20th of June.
June 20th, yes.
And so on the 21st, then, if the court system here doesn't make any changes to it, the bail will then start back up.
Yes.
And that because of being shut down this long, that's 200 cases. That weren't seen during those 2 months.
That's just the trials. So
the
There's also settlement conferences, all kinds of stuff, new filings, everything.
Things for getting taking care of older people, and because that has to be seen by a court and one of your people too about getting taking care of them, because that's
conservatorship,
because that has to be done in a courtroom. By a judge, and there's a DA there at the very end, or somebody from your office is there, isn't it?
Well, we don't handle the conservatorships, no.
Okay. I'll ask you. Oh, it's public defender.
Public defender.
That's who it was.
Yes,
public
yes.
defender, not the district attorney.
Right.
I'm sorry. Okay, hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, when you consider how many guns have been bought over the last few months, if you're going to buy a gun, you need to learn how to use a gun. If you want to learn how to use a firearm, then you give Ted Leidy a call at 530-999-1822. If you just want to learn how to use a pistol, he's got classes for that. If you want to get your concealed carry, classes for that. Tactical carbine, unarmed combat, classes in all of these. You just have to take a look at the website at usgunpro.com. You want a private class, that's available. If you want it for your business. If you want to have a fun day at the range as a team builder, all of this can happen at Northern Firearms Instruction, usgunpro.com. We'll be right back. Trish Clark Carlbot and Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA.
Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. If you have questions for the Shasta County District Attorney, Stephanie Bridget, Trish Clark is with me today, Thursday, 8:36 in the morning. It's about 77 degrees, going up to around 98 today. And guess what? You're going to wish it was 98 in a few days.
It's going to be by Monday, it's going to be 106.
There you go. Yeah, I can't wait. Stephanie, we talked a little bit earlier when defunding the police. Yes, there are places on the East Coast that would just – they want to take 50, 60% out of the police budget and put it someplace else. When you start defunding law enforcement, what kind of impact does that have on the district attorney?
Well, I mean, we take our cases from our local police departments and sheriff's offices, so that would have an impact because, I mean, if they're not making the arrests, we're not having the cases. To some extent, be able to clean out a lot of cases that have been pending for a long time because you don't have the continuous inclusion of new cases, but it would definitely have an impact. It would have an impact because we wouldn't be getting the same amount of cases. But it would have the biggest impact on our community because we're not being able to get justice for them.
The police arrest, they take, I don't know, thousands every year, what, 36,000 or something like that.
Yeah, it's a lot.
To the jail, of which, and it shouldn't take much longer once we do away with the zero bail to fill up the jail again,
right.
And we'll be right back where we were before. If there was one thing about this COVID, at least the jail was a little bit emptier. So you could take
they were all out on the streets.
but what I'm saying is, but there was room then for more serious things that, you know, if we could get them in. Of course, the definition of serious is gone anymore. I have no idea what serious is anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know yet why I stand in line at Safeway. and instead of just walking out. You know,
the definition of violent is the one that they've violent. Got a crazy definition. Yeah, what is violent? What's not violent? You know,
the district attorney's office. June is Elder Abuse Awareness Month, and I think people would be surprised at the amount of how many trials, how many people have taken advantage of elderly here through taking their money, abuse, and all that. What kind of...
Yeah, we do.
You're one of the ones that's supporting this Elder Abuse Awareness and Prevention Campaign.
Yeah, we do. We actively participate with Shining Care and other elder abuse agencies and groups that to fight on behalf of elders so that they don't have to suffer neglect, financial abuse, physical abuse, because every year we get those cases that are where it's, you know, a relative who's financially abusing an elder or a relative or caretaker who's neglecting their needs or they're physically abusing them. And all of that, those are not okay. I mean, they're part of our most vulnerable population that we are here to protect. We take those cases, we evaluate them, we file them, we take them to trial when they need to go to trial. We've got advocates in our office that can work with those victims to make sure that they get, you know, if they've been neglected and they're not getting enough food, to make sure they get the resources to get the food they need, help them through the court process, or get restitution if it's been a financial abuse that they've suffered.
They're one of the harder cases to prosecute because a lot of the times the victims, the elderly person, right, is very hesitant to come forward, specifically if it is a family member. It's a very difficult case to get to. That's why it's so important for people that work in banks and institutions and mandated reporters that they notice and see these things that are happening and bring it to somebody's attention, because quite often the victim is not going to.
Yeah, either because it's a family member that they love, or maybe they're at the point where they don't have the mental capabilities. They're suffering dementia or whatever, and it makes it hard that they can't.
Or they have a fear of being institutionalized. Absolutely. Because they can't take care of themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they don't want anybody to know that they're being a victim and that they really do need help.
Right. They fear that. They fear who they're not going to have anyone to take care of them. They won't see their family, or they're going to be put in some, you know, institution, like you said, and they don't want that. So it's
a difficult area of our society, but one we have to pay attention to.
And during this time with the shelter in place, it's like domestic violence, which I want to touch on too, and child abuse, is you don't see them. And so who knows what's going on in there. So do you give regular classes to, like, the banks and stuff about or maybe not classes, but provide information about somebody coming in and they know that they're, that their customer is an elderly person, and all of a sudden there's a check written for a lot of money to somebody? Because I've heard that's happened before, that banks refuse to cash a check.
Yeah, we do try to educate on that, not only through social media, but our consumer protection unit tries to get information out on to that, to stores, to everywhere we can, to be on the lookout for that, for an elder coming in with someone who's kind of pressuring them to give over that information, or to get a take out $10,000, or taking that elder there one day and then 2 days later they're there again, you know, to kind of look for those signs.
In the past, I know they've done seminars. I know that wherever they've invited different groups and have speakers from the district attorney's office in those different places, Shining Care, One Safe Place, all those different, that bring out those and remind people who is a mandated reporter and that you need to step up and be responsible.
Right.
Then let's just move on then to domestic violence and child abuse during this time frame. One Safe Place is with us on a regular basis, and there's this a real concern that as we start getting back in society and it starts opening up, and when the schools open up, we're going to see a veritable flood of this. What's your take on that?
No, I agree, because a lot of those people are now, they've been sheltering in place with their abuser. particularly when we talk about kids, because they are not in the schools, and that's where a lot of references, referrals come from, is from schools, from teachers, from counselors, and people who see that or suspect some type of abuse. So it's sad. It's sad to think that these children are having to sit at home and be part of that. A lot of them aren't getting, also aren't getting the education that they need because the people they're with are not staying on top of that. So they're falling behind on their education. They're suffering abuse. They're probably not getting enough to eat. So it's a very sad situation. So getting back to school is going to be very important for stuff like that. And it's the same with, you know, an adult who may be living with an abuser in a domestic violence situation. They're not, a lot of them, if they weren't deemed an essential employee, they were at home with their abuser. They weren't at work where someone might see bruises and talk to them and try to report stuff.
Well, and the situation was made so much worse because when people are out of work, they're not bringing money in like they should, that doubles down a person that maybe is borderline abuser. Now all of a sudden is home, doesn't have a job, is drinking more beer, is you know, sitting there.
Or she,
absolutely. He or she, but yeah, so the whole thing was made bigger and more of an impact, and nobody was able to notice it because they're not seeing anything.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
We're going to take a break here. We're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridgen, and of course Trish Clark joining me on Thursdays here, and Sue at the helm. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. The police can't be everywhere. The sheriff can't be everywhere. And you've got to take on a responsibility of protecting yourself and your family. There's a variety of different ways to do this, everywhere from pepper spray to, a baseball bat, all of these. But if you choose to buy a firearm, go down to Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms has a huge selection of firearms for purchase, and their customer service is just outstanding. The people they have working there have been working there for years. They understand firearms. They're not somebody that's been hired at a big box store that literally knows less about firearms than you do. And they'll help you pick the right firearm for what you need. They also have classes on CCW, hunter safety, and all of that there. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. This is the only place I go to buy firearms, is Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridgen.
General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Our elderly, they're not just people that are older. They're grandmothers that share their secret recipes. The grandpa that tells heartfelt stories of a much more simpler time. They're our living link to the past and a vital part of our future. While most are cherished, sadly, many are abused. Shining Care is providing an opportunity for our community to promote a better understanding of abuse and neglect of older persons by raising awareness and providing invaluable information during the free webinar on June 26th, 11 a.m. to 1:30, featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood and an interactive panel of local experts and officials. Topics including tips on elder abuse prevention for people of all ages, how to reduce the risk of elder abuse culled from his extensive criminal prosecution of felony elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation, plus info on COVID-19 scams, self-isolation with an older adult loved one, and the pent-up frustrations, and much more. Registration at shiningcare.org/events or 232-5543. Sponsored by PS2 Agency on Aging, Ombudsman, Cornerstone Community Bank, My Umbrella Marketing, and Marquis Shasta.
And now, back to our show.
They were so good. Welcome back to Rebuy Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, the 18th of June, and 8:51 in the morning. It is 77 degrees, going up to 98 today. It's going to be, you're going to wish for 98 by this weekend.
106.
Yeah. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They also have a, they also have generators there. And now with the fire season starting and PG&E just pleading guilty to 84 counts of manslaughter. And they have said that one of the ways that they're going to try to prevent fires is turning off power again. So you might want to give them
mandatory
a call
blackout
at 363-379-3793 to Shasta Gas Propane to see what kind of generators that they have for you. Trish and I are here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA. Before we get into the Children's Legacy Center, this thing with PG&E, the company pleads guilty to manslaughter, and nobody goes to jail over that. How does that work?
Yeah, that's it's interesting.
You can't send the company to prison.
Yeah, I mean there is that. That's why a lot of times that you don't file criminal cases against companies, but. I mean, you can get court orders as part of that to not do X, Y, and Z or to get restitution or whatever it may be.
And I think that 13 of the 15 board members are having to resign, plus the CEO, as soon as he pled guilty,
he
left the company.
Because that's typically, if you're going to bring a criminal case against a company, you're also going to bring it against, you know, the president or the CEO or some of those lead people who were directing and coordinating that. And then it's all going to be worked into the terms of what's going to happen.
I guess I just don't understand how you can plead guilty to manslaughter because of things that you didn't do, unless it was because of ignorance. But I think they proved that there was decisions made, purposeful decisions made not to do certain things which caused the fires to start and led to exasperating the situation. Children's Legacy Center.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so for people who don't know what that is, so that would be, excuse me, A child advocacy center. They're all over the country. They're all over the world. Unfortunately, Shasta County hasn't ever had one before. Mm-hmm. So now we are bringing that to Shasta County. We've been working on that since 2016. I say we because I sit on the board and have been working on this project since then, or since not too long after that, to get bring this to our community. And it's really bringing in all the different partners in our community into one location under one roof to handle cases when a child has been a victim of physical abuse, sexual abuse, human trafficking, whatever it may be for a child who's going to need mental health services. They're going to have to talk with child welfare. They're going to have medical exams, pictures. They're going to have to talk to law enforcement. They're going to have to talk to the district attorney. And if you look at all of those different people in communities that don't have a child advocacy center, they're going to do all of those separate appointments, separate meetings. That means that child is going to have to relive that abuse again and again and again, multiple times before anything is ever finally done, and especially if we're talking about going through the criminal justice system as well. So this model of what the Children's Legacy Center is that all of those are going to be in one location with a trained forensic interviewer who can bring that child in and do that interview one time with that child, with all of those other partners there, not in the room, but they're in another room watching it simultaneously. And if they have any particular questions that they're going to need for the medical exam or for child welfare, can make sure all those questions are answered in one location, that the child can get their medical exam at the same time, meet with the mental health provider, all their needs being served in one location.
At one time, with going through the story one time.
Absolutely.
Lead to, especially for children, but do we, how about for people that have been raped? Do they have to go through a series of different groups of people also?
Yeah.
Would that be that they would look at that for sexual violence?
Well, potentially, but that's not this model, because children are much different. And right now, you know, we're working on getting this here, and it's a reality now.
It's getting ready to start here.
Yeah,
right? The building's almost finished. The
building is almost done. We are it's going to be open. Let's see, around August. So it's even though the building is not going to be open until about August, that's what we're shooting for. We have been doing this, implementing this for quite a while, to the best that we can, at different locations, mm-hmm. be it at my office or the Reading Police Department or wherever, to go ahead and institute this model. We have the forensic interviewer who's already doing the interviews, because we wanted to get this up and running as best we could before we go live in the building.
Well, Kimberly Johnson is the one that's heading this up.
Yeah.
From what I understand from you, and we'll give Kimberly a call and have her come on and talk about this.
Yeah.
But this sounds like it's really, really good for the kids.
It is. It's excellent for the kids. It not only is it going to save money for our community, but it's also going to reduce the trauma to kids. It's all around a good thing for our community, and I'm very proud to have been working with the Child's Legacy Center to make that a reality here in Shasta County, because we have high levels of ACEs, we have high levels of physical and sexual abuse to our children in this community, and this is a proven model that can really assist with that and get those kids the support that they need through the process.
Well, I think this is the perfect example of the aggressiveness of our public safety system in Shasta County, where we're constantly striving to find a better way to bring law and justice to Shasta County, which really tells it's not a good time to defund what we're doing.
Right.
Because if you defund the police department, you're really taken away from all of those departments that play into that very important public safety system.
Yeah, you're taken away from the partners who are working on programs such as this that are helping our community.
Exactly.
It's just one amazing example of what all of our partners here, all of our law enforcement partners, are doing here in the community to help children.
Okay. We've had Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney, has been our guest here, and we've been talking about a number of different things. The last one, of course, is the Children's Legacy Center, which is a big step forward for helping children that are victims of sexual abuse, domestic violence, all of this.
Trafficking.
And trafficking. And getting ready to kick off. You have all your people back in the office now. The trials, we've got two trials going now.
Yep.
Unfortunately, you're on top of the trials you're already supposed to have. You've got 200 other trials that had to be postponed.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever thought about just doing it outside, like in a big area, and have like several going on at the same time, like, you know, like in the Olympics, in the gymnastics?
Right. Have different rings.
Different rings.
Just move one jury from.
And they just, you know, I guess not.
I've got a frog in my throat. If people want more information about the Children's Legacy Center, though, they can find them on Facebook, and they also have, you know, a web page. So I just encourage people to look out and find out what that's all
this
about.
This is a huge step forward, I think, for this. And thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And tomorrow we're having Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler and the organizers of the March for Justice will be here, and we're going to discuss the different aspects of justice for people in the city of Reading and the county of Shasta. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.